Hi, I feel like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith. We'll be publishing stories of today's Press and Journal on Friday, April 19th, 2024. So, last Doric Express for this week. And front page paper today is a Northeast fishing sector is on a roll as a Japan exports soar. So, this is a Northeast fishing sector is making it big in Japan as mackerel exports soar in the land of the rising sun. New figures show that Scottish sales to the Asian powerhouse were worth about £25 million last year. The rise in demand for frozen whole mackerel, largely landed and processed in Peterhead and Fraserburgh, has seen export to Japan rocket from 1,074 tonnes in 2020 to 15,316 tonnes in 2023. Mackerel is a favourite choice in many sushi dishes, and the Scottish Pelagic Processors Association believe sales to the Far East will go from strength to strength. SPPA Chairman Robert Duthie said, "We are delighted the superb quality of Scottish caught mackerel is being recognised by discerning buyers in Japan. As we build relationships with key customers, we anticipate that market growth will continue." Norwegian mackerel has traditionally accounted for about 90% of Japan's imports. This dropped to about 70% in 2023, with Scottish mackerel rising to about 20% of the market. So, that's good news for the fishing lads now, if they're getting it sold and it's been shipped tomorrow in the air, and they're happy with it, they'll be happy. They'll be looking to upgrade from Mercs to Bentley shortly, I would think. So, anyway, good on them. Rather them than me, I think I've said before, I would not fancy about fishing for any kind of fish ever in the North Sea. No thanks. Now, here is RGU students in study into coastal dunes. So, Robert Gordon University students are working with community groups to revitalise a number of northeast coastal dunes. Groups with Peterhead, Buckeye, Fraserburgh and Macduff are involved in the collaboration with architectural technology students. A project will see them team up to envision transforming the former Arbuthnot House and gardens in Peterhead and a zero carbon community building, which coincides with ongoing developments to the venue beyond the student initiative. One of the students working on the project, Tehila Silabilia, has designed a spa and health centre drawn on Peterhead's history. Tehila said, "We've learned how rich the history of the North East is and why coastal dunes are so important to the region, which has really helped our designs. We've come up with new ideas to revitalise the area without destroying its historic value, and in many cases drawn on a building's past, incorporating this into new spaces." Course leader Dr. Jonathan Scott commended the project and the exciting possibilities it could bring to the area. Well, that's quite a good idea, actually, to can use the students. They'll be keen to learn and get their ideas up and going, and they're going to help with some of this, Macduff and Peterhead and Fraserburgh and that, can I get a bit spruced up? It's going to be a good thing. You think it's having driven through a puckle them, they could certainly do a bit sprucing up some of them. So, here's hoping that Esquine and some of their students will get make a big odds to them, and it'll be better than it is just now. Here's parents' fury over contest tickets blunder. So, Northeast parents have been left disappointed if they're failing to snap up tickets for a school choir competition due to a box office blunder. The Scottish primary school Glee challenges a Northeast regional final, which is organised by charity the Frishen Foundation, takes place in the Beach Ballroom in Aberdeen next Friday. Five Northeast primary schools will be competing, and tickets costing £11 each were released for sale on Monday. However, a lot of folk was left frustrated after they sold out within an hour. Quicker than Taylor Swift, probably. People were able to purchase up to 9 at a time, when the maximum should be 2 per person. Oh my lord. In response to tickets being sold out extremely quickly, the Frishen Foundation said on Facebook that it has given the issue its attention, and it has limited who can comment on the post. A good idea, I think. Urgent ticketless families to please bear with us It added, given the pattern of sales for the Heats, this has taken us and the ballroom by surprise. In other words, there's now a lot of folk wanted to ging a four, but now that their kids is in the final, they'll change their tune. We understand that part of the problem has arisen for some folk making multiple purchases, exceeding the maximum of two per customer, and the team at the ballroom are dealing with this. Aberdeen City Council, which owns and operates the Beach Ballroom, has been contacted for comment, but, you know, as of yet, apparently, then I got back with nothing. But, yeah, well, that's, you know, that's kind of things, especially primary school choirs and everything. I think you're just best avoiding all that kind of things, because you can't really enjoy it, because your hurts and your moo all the time, in case your kid's going to make a big bogus or, you know, be gawking about and they realise when they should be singing or something. But, yeah, disappointing, I suppose, for the folk it was needing to gang. And, you know, it's, I mean, it wasn't a school thing, but there was one time we was in hold of another couple, and it was down in North England somewhere, I think, and the same kind of thing. We was, well, probably had a Uermacall beer and stuff, and the kids was up singing after when it was old MacDonald had a farm, and because of the boy's accent, I think he was saying dog, but we were quite nicely thought he was saying Duke, and every time it come to her, he said, "Well, MacDonald had a dog," and she would say quack, and then so I was hilarious for everybody else seeing, and he said, "No, no, it's a dog." He said, "Oh, all right, okay." Back it goes again, and old MacDonald had a dog, and again she would say quack. Well, of course, I'll be busted laughing again. Oh my God, there's any burst of greeting. And, you know, so that's kind of things best avoided if possible, I would say. But, you know, character building, I would say. I was actually character building. Now here's a competitions firm to return old Kirk to its former glory. So it says bounty competition has given away flash cars, new build houses, and even £1 million. Now owners Calvin and Leanne Davison are gearing up to offer their most ambitious price to date, a renovated Kirk in Aberscherda, a village commonly known as Foggy. The couple are making over Westhall Church, a project they describe as a mega build. The vacant building, which dates back to 1893, sits in the heart of the community on the corner of the junction between North Street and Cornhill Road. Speaking to P&J, Calvin said they hope to bring some life back into the church for the community. They are also optimistic that innovation will change somebody's life. He added, "We didn't want to do it for any other reason apart from we thought it would be nice to clean up the area. We did think about holiday letting it out, but they thought it could change somebody's life if we run it as a competition." The building went to auction a couple of years ago and the couple secured it for a bargain price of £35,000. Gee whiz. It has taken almost 2 years to get planning permission and a building warrant, but work has now started. Due to Westhall Church being a listed building, Calvin and Leanne need to adhere to specifications required by the council, including keeping original features. To ensure the project was carried out correctly, the couple brought in Etch Architects to take control of the design. They also plan on keeping the work local, bringing in JHJ Construction and Allen Electrical Turf to lead the workforce. Well, so they'll be documenting their renovation progress on their social media pages. And since announcing their latest project, the prize draw business owners cannot believe the support they've received for the community. He says, "The bowling club for Aberscherda come to see us, as well as numerous folk knocking at the house saying thank you. We've had lots of folk turn up at the door thanking us for doing it. It's lovely. It's super exciting to get that not only are we tidying up the local area, we could change another family's life with this epic win." So, thank you. Yes, it's just unbelievable how this is teen off as bounty competitions. But, well, the, you know, that's how it is now. It's a bit of a red up and how it's going to look by the artist and famous artist impression. And it looks to be some place. So, if you fancy buying an old Kirk up in Foggy, get your Ian Peel for tickets going on sale in Bounty. Now here's a £16.7 million funding boost for Rocket Firm. So this is Murray-based Rocket Firm, or BEX, has secured £16.7 million of investment to allow it to ramp up development of its technology and construction site. Six investors have come on board as Orbix progresses towards the UK mainland's first vertical rocket launch and the completion of the Sutherland Spaceport. Hardly got a train station, but they've got a spaceport. Its prime device is a 62-foot rocket designed to launch small satellites into polar and sun-synchronous orbits. The cash injection is an update to its £40.4 million Series C funding round completed in October 22 and takes the total funds raised by the business to £102 million. Philip Chambers, Orbix chief executive, said our technology is pivotal in making the UK a hub for a European orbital launch, and we are entering a critical phase of development. We are building a sustainable, cost-effective launch vehicle to compete with the best of Europe's spaceflight manufacturers. This additional funding will support our goal to push on into operational launch plans and scale our business when the time comes. So, well, sure, it'll take a hell of a money to get go with like a rocket launch in kind of place. So, good luck to them, and I'm sure us investors will be eyeing up getting a big return when they start getting helixa satellites to launch up, for Sutherland. So, crikey, times when they half a changing up here, but I suppose it's quite a good bit to launch rockets for, because it's, it's near quite the top of the air, so it's like littler bit of the fleer on the boot, I suppose. That's my take on it. Could be wrong. But anyway, well done to Sutherland for having a spaceport, by God. Unreal. finish up with sport as normal. Before I do that, thought you'll have noticed that I avoided the temptation to say that the SNP's all chief executives been arrested for embezzlement. Hardly wipe a smile off my face. But anyway, back page of the paper today is Don's Cup of Glory would help Leaven sleep easier. So, manager Aberdeen is getting Peter Leaven sleepless nights, but the interim boss is dreaming of Scottish Cup glory. He will continue to lead the first team until the end of the season, following the appointment of Jimmy Tellin as new manager. Tellin will remain at Elfsborg until the Swedish summer break and will then start at Petardo on June the 3rd. So, well, here's hoping that Leaven can continue his pretty decent run he's had and dump Celtic out of the cup and, get everybody into the final, because that's what everybody would be, a decent end to like a horrible season. So, come on, everybody. And that's me done for dinner. It's a wee puckly story. Today's P&J on Friday 19th April 2024. So, mixed kind of day, quite cold and windy for a while, and some off a showers in the morning, especially. It was like hailstones for a while, it was just torrential, just battering down. But as the day is going on, it seemed to improve a bit, and it's quite mild now. It says later on at night, it's not too windy and it's not too cold just now. So, here's hoping it's a decent kind of weekend. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. Or if you can think of anybody for you think might like to listen to the Doric Express, we've always room for mere folk. And follow us on Spotify, tell them what you think to do, and they'll never miss an episode. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.